From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, our weekly campaign contribution from Slate chief political writer Will Salatin, analysis of politics. First, the lead, Iraq again, and the play for power with interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi in the southern city of Najaf, where Mr. Alawi yesterday demanded the surrender of militias loyal to a radical Islamic cleric, Muqtada al-Sadr. The cleric has answered today. "I'll fight to the death," he said. With us from Baghdad is Luke Baker. He's a Reuters correspondent. Luke, it doesn't sound as though Muqtada al-Sadr is very scared of interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi.
That's right. He seems very determined to push it to the brink. He said that he will fight to the death. And as best as we know, his Mehdi Army fighters in the city have every intention of doing that. At the same time, we have heard these very vague reports emerging from the city that he wants to negotiate, but it really seems to be a game almost that he's playing with the Iraqi authorities at this stage. His fighters on the ground and our people in Najaf say that there seems to be very little sign of fighting abating. And as we've seen from the U.S. military earlier on today, they believe that over the last 4 days of fighting, 360 of al-Sadr's fighters have been killed.
Well, Mr. Alawi went to Najaf yesterday, and he specifically rejected the idea of any kind of ceasefire with Muqtada al-Sadr's militias. He said, "We're not talking to these guys. We're not dealing with these guys. Get out of Najaf," he said to the fighters. "It's over for you." He's sounding like he's taking a very tough line.
Alawi has been taking a very tough line. We've seen in the last few days that the government has reinstated the death penalty. It certainly intends to give anyone who opposes the government, whether they be Shiite militia, whether they be Sunni-led insurgents, very little opportunity to oppose the government. They're going to clamp down as hard as they can. At the same time, though, it has to be said that Alawi is playing an occasionally accommodating game. We've seen the reintroduction the day before the death penalty was reinstated of an amnesty, a limited amnesty, a 30-day amnesty for lower-level guerrillas that seems to be an attempt to try and urge some of the fence-sitters, let's say, back into the government's fold. At the same time, Alawi has left open the opportunity for Sadr to join a national conference later this month if the cleric decides to do so.
What are the death penalty offenses that Mr. Alawi announced?
Well, they're quite broad. Essentially, it covers murder, kidnapping, rape, any sort of attack on convoys delivering supplies in Iraq, any sort of terrorist activity inside Iraq's boundaries, and also the propagation of what they call germs, which seem to be a reference to anyone dealing in chemical or biological weapons. It is quite a broad definition. At the same time, they'd like to point out that it's nowhere near as broad as the number of cases that could carry the death penalty under Saddam, which is more than about 100 provisions of the law.
I wondered about that allusion to Saddam. I wondered if that is something that Mr. Alawi would perhaps want to encourage a little bit, to remind people that Iraq is used to tough measures and he can implement them if he wants to.
Well, I think there's a certain truth in the fact that Alawi isn't scared of appearing like a tough man, but at the same time, it's a very thin line to tread whether he wants to appear in any way like Saddam. I mean, this is a man that, through nearly 30 years in exile, was in opposition to Saddam. He suffered at the hands of Saddam's henchmen who came to hunt him down in London and tried to chop him into pieces with an axe. He's certainly not someone who steps in Saddam's shadow. At the same time, it is true that as someone who understands very well Iraq and the mentality, perhaps, of the people, he recognizes that many ordinary Iraqis grew up under a very terse, strong-armed regime and have a tendency to respond to authority. And I think Alawi is trying to make sure that he does that while acknowledging the fact that, you're probably right, Iraqis will respond to a tough approach.
Luke Baker, Reuters correspondent in Baghdad. Luke, thanks for joining us on Day to Day.
It's my pleasure. Thanks.